This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy 4th of July weekend. Once again, it is time for those fireworks. I know I've been talking about fireworks a lot. I am obsessed with them, in a sense. When I was a kid, we used to get a lot of sparklers and some of those cherry bombs, that kind of stuff. And of course, I've lived in so many great places. I always say this, I'm so blessed to have lived all over this amazing country that I've seen incredible fireworks displays, mostly because of the areas that I've been in, like in the desert, in Arizona, at the Grand Canyon, in a mountainous area in Colorado, off the back of a boat in California. You get my drift. And even, you know, the times when I lived in Texas for so long, a great state there, I had a great perch that we would sit on. And sometimes we'd be downtown and we'd actually scurry up on the top of the roof of the radio station I worked for at the time, was The Ticket. And you could see all, it was so cool because you could see all of the suburbs that had these great fireworks displays going off. So it was like you got treated to 10 different fireworks displays. To me, that was also one of the best ones that I ever got to see. I hope many of you had the chance to cool down because the weather so hot. I walked the dog. I walked Guinness this morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. And of course I'm in Florida and I'm saying I'm not a sweater. I was sweaty. And the poor dog, I brought massive amounts of water because we go over 2+ miles. I thought about cutting it short, but we did it. We made it. But it was hot. It was already hot, you know, just right there at 7. So 36 million Americans are on alert for dangerous high temperatures. That heat dome hanging over the West, you know, 111 degrees in Phoenix, 108 in Las Vegas, in Tucson, you know, you're sweltering too, just like the people in Phoenix, 112 degrees in Palm Springs, 118, no surprise, in Death Valley, California, because it's always going to be hot there. And so 4th of July, that record heat expanded north to Portland, Oregon, where they're talking about 97, 98 degrees. They're not necessarily used to that. For all our friends listening to the show in New Orleans, boy, you're getting that weather too. Same thing. The humidity is making it feel like it's 104, 105 degrees. Dallas, Raleigh, North Carolina, people listening to us in the great state of Mississippi, 105 degrees in Jackson, Mississippi. So you get it. I mean, that humidity and everything else in between, you get the heat advisories. So my take on all of that is just be really careful when you think you're hydrated. Maybe you're not hydrated enough. Do you think you're hydrated? Multiply it and hydrate some more. That's what I say. And I know because I've done it. I gave myself almost a heat stroke one time. And it was because I thought, oh, I'm in great shape. I've had some water, but hardly any water, and I needed electrolytes, and I didn't have enough water. I was being foolish. So drink that water. Just drink the water. Get yourself hydrated, of course. United Airlines is getting crucified all over the place in social media, and maybe deservedly so. The flight's nightmares, it has been just terrible. It's a flightmare. It's what it is. 100 flights already were canceled. As I was walking the dog on Monday morning, there were delays of over 1,300 flights, and steadily that keeps increasing throughout the day. And with the weather that's severe in some areas, that just is going to get worse. I'm certain of it. It's just a bag farm when you go into some of these terminals and people are looking for lost luggage after days. Sometimes people are lucky and it gets delivered and it just snowballs. That's what it is. There were 15,567 flight delays in and out of the United States on Saturday and Sunday. And then there were 900 plus flights that were canceled. And so, you know, that's what happens. When you've got 2.7 million people per day streaming through airport checkpoints since Thursday and the high, high numbers, and then what's happened with the weather, and it's that snowball effect where a plane doesn't move from one place, so it's stuck. And you're supposed to get on that plane and it's arriving from wherever it's arriving from and it doesn't get there. So that's what the deal is for sure. Did you see the supermoon? I saw the supermoon. supermoon, 14,000 miles closer to Earth than a typical full moon event. It was weird. It was like, even at night, I saw this haziness around this full moon. It's the first of four supermoons. And you could have seen it on July 3rd, Monday, July 3rd, today, heading into Tuesday. You wouldn't see it. So it reached its peak at 7:39 Eastern in the morning. And it's so cool. The moon appears just big in the sky. It's like a big fat pie is what it looks like. And it's a perfect, it's not a perfect circle. It's kind of just points out. It was really, really strange. I knew it was coming. I knew to look for it. And I was, of course, out there walking. And, it was really a sight to see. It was, so that's what I would tell you. I don't know where you were, if you were even up, but next time there's a supermoon, I'm going to give everyone the full alert. So, you know, I think it's worth it. If it's doable for you, definitely put yourself in a situation where you can see it. It was worth it to me. I love this kind of stuff anyway. Sad to say, still, they have not found the suspects in that block party mass shooting that killed two and injured 28 others. Terrible what's been happening in Baltimore and in Maryland in general. And you had victims as young as 13 years old, all the way up to just their early 30s, which is, absolutely atrocious. And it was just slightly after midnight when that happened. And of course, it's a massive manhunt, massive manhunt. And how about Israel? Israel launched the biggest military operation in West Bank, in 20 years. And, you know, we keep talking about peace in the Middle East, and the West Bank always pops up on the radar, but Israeli forces launched what they say is their largest operation in the occupied West Bank in more than 20 years, killed 8 people, injured more than 50. The Israeli Defense Forces released a statement. They said they launched an extensive counterterrorism effort in that area, in the city of Jenin. They did it to strike a terrorist infrastructure camp, and they had 10 airstrikes, hundreds of soldiers targeted for what they say was, a militant command and control center and weapons and explosives manufacturing site. So they had to take it out. And that's completely what that's about is again, what their release talked about and the reason why they did it. And of course, after the raid, it sparked an immediate, condemnation from the Palestinian Authority president, Abbas, who called the large-scale Israeli military op a new war crime. So I'm sure there's going to be fallout coming up later this week on what happened there. Like I said, it was the largest one that we've seen in a very, very, very long time. Boy, I hope you get to enjoy fireworks wherever you are. And if you can't go out anywhere, turn on the tube. There's fireworks that come out of New York City. There's fireworks, huge displays that come out of Washington, D.C. Really, really good stuff. All right, coming up on this show, a conversation with Glenn Cook at the tail end of the show. Those questions that nag at you, the why is this happening, why is that happening? Also a conversation with powerful woman, Tom Wakechild. Imagine having your twin murdered and you can't do anything about it. You feel stuck and how that would just live inside you. And then Dr. Olayeye joins us coming up next to talk about sickle cell and how destructive it is and what she's doing about it. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
I'm so pleased to take you overseas for a conversation with Dr. Rao Olayeye. I love that name, Olayeye. Her book is a book that I think everybody should have, but definitely people dealing with sickle cell in their family. The name of her book is Tanwa, The Story of a Five-Year-Old Living with Sickle Cell. And you think about that, and we've talked about that so often on the show, the disease, and what does that mean? Dr. Rao, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a privilege, a pleasure. Thank you. An honor. Thank you.
It's an honor to have you on the show. So first of all, let's talk about your story and your family history, because it's pretty significant as to why you went in this direction.
Yes. So I'm a 55-year-old sickle cell warrior. The third daughter for my mom, and my mom had six of us. Two of us had sickle cell, myself and my youngest sister, who passed away after a year and a half, because her body couldn't cope with the sickle cell. I have four brothers, and pretty much I told my family story in the book, my first book of Tanwa. It talks about how sickle cell affects the sufferer, but in the book I did not want to promote pain, because sickle cell comes with a lot of pain. I wanted to talk about hope. I wanted to talk about possibilities. And the message that runs through the first book is laughter is the best medicine, because my mother always said that. My mother said laughter is the best medicine. She says, count your blessings. You know, she says, God always answers prayers. So I wanted to talk about the disease, but also put positivity within it.
And so Tanwa is really you. It's based on your life and that journey of getting sickle cell, and through the eyes of a child too, because this is often when you find out, and it's got to be really a lot of questions, a lot of things that kids don't understand. So I love it what your mother told you about laughter being the best medicine, because she was trying to really pull you up and pull you through that too. So tell us about the character and what happens in the book.
Yeah, so the character is a playful, intelligent young girl who likes to play soccer with her brothers because she's the only girl and she doesn't understand why she can't do everything everybody else does. And she asks her mother, why am I different? Is it just because I'm a girl and everybody else is a boy? And, you know, her mother explained that you have this thing in your body called sickle cell. So right from a young age, I knew I was different from my brothers. I knew I was different from my cousins, from my friends. And I think I finally found somebody else with sickle cell when I was admitted in hospital. And eventually, I started meeting more people with sickle cell. Kanwa loves reading a lot because, like, when I'm sick and I'm in hospital or at home in bed, the only thing I can do is read. So, yeah, I read a lot as a child. I like to play. I like to play soccer. I like to play with dolls. I did not like to eat. I had a very poor appetite. And that actually goes with sickle cell. The sufferer has very poor appetite, but we also have something called pica, which means our body craves for something that is not is not supposed to be eaten, like chalk or pencil or wood or, you know. But most kids do that anyway, but it's very, very common with children with sickle cell.
Wow. And so in the book, it's good you learn that journey. And your journey included that you grew up in Nigeria, your mother, you know, takes you through sickle cell. You have your own daughters. You have a robust career in what you're doing in STEM and robotics and have traveled all over the world. And that's why we're catching up with you. You're such a jet setter, you know, all over Europe and everything else. So congratulations on that. But see, you're also the picture of someone living with it and thriving. So that's the thing. I think there's misconceptions, too, about living with the disease. What would you say are the biggest misconceptions?
Well, one of the biggest one is people think that people with sickle cell are lazy, but we're not lazy. We're really hardworking like everybody else. We want to make a living. We want to, you know, find our own way. But the thing about sickle cell is the red blood cell in our body is like half what it should be in the normal human size. So, for instance, I'm supposed to be between 12 and 15. I can't remember the calibration, but I'm usually 6 or 7. So I already have less than half of what I should have in my body, which makes me tired. There's less oxygen going around my body. I get dehydrated easily, so I have to drink water. So people with sickle cell may appear, you know, tired or lazy, but we're not lazy. I just need to put that out there. It's just that the body can only do what the body can do. You know, it's like driving a car with half tank or driving a car that, you know, is not serviced and, you know, it's just kind of being pushed. So that's what really happens. We just can't do it physically. And I think, like, for me in particular, the amount of stuff I do, even people that don't have sickle cell don't do half as much as I do. I kind of try to prove everybody wrong. And I remember my mom used to say when I was younger that you need to know your limits. And I'm like, why should I have a limit? You know, so I do. And I have something on my LinkedIn that says limitless. You know, I like to live a limitless life.
Well, you can feel that joy, definitely. I want to tell everyone, Tanwa, the story of a 5-year-old living with sickle cell. You can get it on Amazon, of course, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. And there's another misconception about sickle cell that you told me about. If you have sickle cell, you have to be very careful of not marrying or having a partner with sickle cell, right? Why is that?
Yeah, because sickle cell is an inherited disease, so it's passed on genetically. So both my parents had the traits. They're both AS and AS, and I got S from each parent. So now that I have my own kids that are both sickle cell traits, they have to be really careful to check that their partners do not have the trait, because there is 1 in 4 chances of having a child with sickle cell if you have a child with someone with sickle cell. I mean, have a child with someone with a trait. So, yeah. And another misconception is that sickle cell is only in the black race. That is not true. people in the Mediterranean, people in Middle East. I worked for a year in Bahrain, and that was the first place ever in the whole world that I found a hospital that had a whole building dedicated to inherited blood disorder. So sickle cell is all over the world, and because of intermarriage, you know, it's crossing race boundaries. So, you know, we all need to know about sickle cell.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to make sure we mention your second book. So, you know, you start with Temwa, and now she's going to go to school. Tell us about that.
Now Temwa goes to school because I want to talk about the challenges of a sickle cell warrior, you know, right from kindergarten level. So we started talking about how Temwa had to be withdrawn from preschool because she had too many sickle cell crises. It's called crises when we have pain in our joints. We call it crises. So she was withdrawn from pre-K just to get stronger, and then she went back into kindergarten. And in kindergarten, the teachers and the nurses and, you know, everyone in the school had to know about her health in case she goes into a crisis. And in the book, during the PE, she went into a crisis, and her friends called the attention of the teacher. They called the nurses. They took her to the sick bay and took care of her, called her parents to come in and, you know, took care of her. But one thing that helped me a lot as a child is my father was a medical doctor. So I had, you know, care right there at home. And he did his best not to put me on the highest pain relief, because sickle cell comes with a lot of pain. As a parent, you want to give your child the highest pain relief to just, you know, stop them from having pain. But, you know, I learned from an early age how to manage my pain, you know, without taking too much high dose medication.
Yeah, which is wonderful. That was in a sense a good advantage there for a disease that you were dealing with. Speaking to you has just been absolutely wonderful. You're such an inspiration. And as I said, you travel all over the place. You're based in Houston. You have your two daughters, and you're really trying to get the word out. And I think these books are very, very important. Please, please, please support this. Temwa, both of the adventures. And again, I mentioned this, but you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thank you so much, Dr. Rao.
Thank you for having me.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Mother Nature is putting on some fireworks of her own ahead of the 4th of July. The National Weather Service issuing hazardous weather alerts for more than 100 million Americans during the extended holiday weekend. Forecasters saying thunderstorms are likely across the mid-Atlantic and northern plains today, with hot temperatures and excessive heat warnings across the south and southwest. The Postal Service is raising the price of a stamp from 63 cents to 66 cents. The post office will also increase rates for packages and marketing mail. The changes are set to begin Sunday. Over a half a billion dollars is on the line for tonight's Powerball drawing. Lottery officials say the jackpot in the multi-state lottery game will be worth $522 million. As for Tuesday night's Mega Millions jackpot, that's worth $400 million. Tim Berg, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
The 7R formula for fearless awakening. How to end the blame, shame, and guilt game and recover your joy, power, and inner peace. Wow, that sounds great. He joins us on Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And boy, we had a great off-air conversation, Tom. Really, we did. And you've pulled this together where you talk about fear and how it arises and how to handle situations. What led you to writing this book? What was your motivation?
Well, Kate, I wrote because I know firsthand how devastating the effects of fear can be on anyone's quest for long-term happiness and inner peace. As a child, I was terrorized by the recurring nightmare of witnessing the murder of my twin sisters. I had to live with the fact that I had done nothing to stop it. Fear had rendered me incapable of responding to any situation in any way. I was frozen on those steps. To escape from that nightmare has been my quest ever since. And because of this, I've spent a lifetime dedicated to the study of and management of fear. In my book, Ending Fear, I combined psychological and scientific research to support the 7R formula for fearless awakening. And that allows myself and others to break free from their fears.
Wow. So what a lifelong journey, though, for you. I mean, to have to overcome that. How, you know, ultimately in doing that, in that quest, that helped you break through to find that peace after witnessing something horrific?
Yeah. Can I tell you another personal follow-up story on that?
Sure.
Okay. Well, when I was 20, I heard the distant screams of a woman. Now, rather than being frozen in fear, I was able to run towards a high-rise parking structure. I entered that stairwell, and I started climbing up those stairs. I heard someone else coming down. As I turned the corner, my eyes spotted her face full of terror. Suddenly, from above, her attacker entered the stairwell. When he spotted me, he stopped, but I didn't. I was able to bring her back to safety. She was not raped or killed. Those childhood nightmares have long ceased. And what was the difference? Over those intervening years, I had taken the time to face my fears and learn the skills needed to be able to respond differently. Negative experiences have a way of repeating themselves. There's a lesson they're designed to teach you. You are not the product of your past. Just because you can't do something today doesn't mean that you can't do it tomorrow. Realize that your future is not predetermined. Rather than remain trapped in the past, learn to use those past experiences to provide valuable feedback so that you can make the necessary mid-course corrections so that you can create a different future and break that cycle of fear.
Wow, so well said. Tell us about the 7R formula. We're not going to tell everyone everything, but give us some of that so people listening to this can take that away and get your book.
Oh, okay. Well, the 7R formula for Fearless Awakening provides a blueprint and the tools needed to create a thought system that's not based on fear. In that book, I show you how to use the mind science behind fear to overcome your fears and to start living a happier, meaningful life that really aligns with your authentic self. With it, you learn your life's purpose, how the world of perception actually works, your role in what I call the creation cycle, and how to change this cycle and thus eliminate fear at its source. My goal is for you to become the deliberate creator of your own self-identity so that you'll be able to start living authentically with that new self that you envision.
Wow, and what's the power of that? That's that blame, the shame, the guilt game, or cover your joy, your power, and inner peace. And you know this, Tom, that people carry around lots of blame and lots of shame and lots of guilt. And it can be for just all kinds of things that have happened to them. And you found, which you saw how you overcame that in your life, how it really holds you back, doesn't it?
Yeah, the thing that we want you to realize, or I'd like you to realize, is that you're not the problem. Instead, you've been wrongly taught that fear keeps you safe. Your fears only guarantee that you'll play it small. You'll be an observer rather than a proactive advocate for your own life. When you live in fear, you watch opportunities pass you by while you live basically an uninteresting life. You fail to live up to your potential or pursue your dreams. There's never been anything wrong with you, but you need a new plan that stops fear from ruining your life. And, you know, you're made to soar and to break free from the bondages of fear. And I hope this book, and I know this book will do it.
Yeah, for you in writing the book, there had to be joy in that. What was that process like?
Well, the process was actually fairly quick. Once I realized that that's what I was going to, you know, focus upon. Originally, I was more going to be dealing with creation and how to become the creative source of your life. But I realized that that wasn't the problem. People didn't realize that they didn't know that fear was really holding them back. They've been taught that fear kept them safe. They've been taught, just like I, that I was a worthless piece of crap. And all those childhood misperceptions, opportunities for moving in the right direction of your life, you just got all that gunk that you carried forward. So I realized that we had to break that cycle, and people had to know that the problem really all centered on their erroneous beliefs about themselves. So, you know, the STAR formula actually is comprised of 7 steps. And so the 7 steps are realize, recognize, relationships, responsibility, reinterpret or reframe, revolt, and restructure. Those 7 key words help trigger an appropriate response to help stop fear in its tracks. The seven steps really are, can be grouped into three categories. The realize and recognize step deals with the why, who, where, and when questions that must be addressed before you can hope to end fear in your life. The next three steps, the relationship, responsibility, reinterpret, all deal with what I call the creation cycle. Life is the creation cycle. It generates all of your experiences. Unfortunately, we've never been taught the rules of the game. So you've got to learn those rules so that you can break free from those negative cycles. The last two steps, revolt and restructure, provides the know-how to end fear in your life. Revolt deals with the overthrow of your current fear-based thought system, your erroneous beliefs about yourself. The restructure step then will provide a new set of beliefs that are designed to prevent past and move and remove fears and keep it from arising in the future.
And I love what you said about playing it small and fear and how people rely on fear. But when you break through that, as you told your story of going right into the parking structure and then what happened and how significant that was, and I'm sure there are other milestones in your life, what does that feel like when you're able to shed that?
Well, it's obviously empowering because now you're able to tap into a creative source that everybody has, but people don't realize that it's there available to them. And why isn't it available? It's because they've been taught to play it small, that their fear are things that protect them instead of keeping them stuck in really that world of not going for your dreams, watching those opportunities pass you by, and always being concerned. You know, one of our problems is the fact that we originally were born, we're born to be learners. And if we look at the research, we'll see that whenever they test children, and the first time they can really test children for creativity is about the age of 4 or 5. 90% of the children, according to the test, turn out to be highly creative. 2 years later, when they retest them, they find that only 10% now score as highly creative. What happened in those 1 or 2 intervening years? It's that they've been transferred from that explorer, that learner, and told that they're an earner and that they need to get the right answer. They're not to explore and think for themselves. They're supposed to regurgitate what they're told. And they learn to behave, not to do this, not to do that. No, they can't. And so they stop and start falling into a shell, and their fear starts binding them. And they learn that it's not safe to actually try and be your own authentic self.
Wow, perfect place to end this. The book, Ending Fear, the 7R Formula for Fearless Awakening, How to End the Blame, Shame, and Guilt Game and Recover Your Joy, Power, and Inner Peace, Thomas R. Wakechild. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, well, thank you, Kate.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney.
at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Glenn Cook, he's written a book called Rules for Rulers Who Do Not Know the Rules. So again, I'm going to say that. Rules for Rulers Who Do Not Know the Rules. Glenn, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
Let's talk about why you wrote the book. What prompted you to say, you know, I'm going to put this together?
I was in the second class when TSA was created at Fort Lauderdale Airport. And after about a year, they decided to do some promotions. And the promotions boiled down to who was the most popular. And a lot of the people were looking for a pay raise but weren't looking for the job. I'm retired, but I did security for 40 years. And after they did the promotion, I wrote a page down of 10 sentences for newly promoted people. And time went on, it became 20 sentences, and then it got to be 50 sentences. And two managers came by and asked me for a copy of it. And that was in 2004, and I just kept on adding things. And finally, about 2006, I thought I'd better organize it. And I organized it out and just kept on adding to it. And I'm an old dog with a military background, a security background. And it ended up being the book you see.
Yeah, and in your book, let me stop you there for a second so that we get to some of the really cool things in it. You know, you talk about all kinds of things, and setting us up that way was perfect about what your background was. You talk about dress codes and uniforms when you talk about work. You talk about flattery. You talk about computer records, problems, decisions, incompetence, like they're mentioning, promotion, scheduling, education. So much of what you saw is what you're putting in this book, because it's what happens in our life. You even have a section called Life and Quality of Life. So yes, this is your observations, and you look at it, and if we go into the life section, for example, quality of life, what do you talk about in quality of life? How do we have a quality of life?
Quality of life, how things are scheduled, what are you doing for your life? So they eat too many agencies, too many companies, the employee is viewed as a cog in a machine, and that's where it stops. They don't realize that there's other things that the employee does. I can't count the number of times over the years where I've seen somebody who was a cog in the machine, and all of a sudden they leave. Well, why did he leave? Oh, you didn't know he was going to nursing school? No. That sort of information doesn't get passed, and it doesn't get passed down. And when they're doing promotions, you want to make sure that the person you're promoting has the necessary drive in the field that they're at. Otherwise, they're getting promoted, but they're not going to be the best interest of the company, so to speak.
Yeah. And speaking of that with the company, you have thoughts on leading versus managing, which is huge. People talk about that so often nowadays, but even, you know, decades ago. So what do you think with leading versus managing? What's the difference?
A manager will never accept responsibility for a decision made by his staff. A leader always accepts responsibility. A failure in a manager can be bad news. A failure in a leader is catastrophic. Imagine you're in charge of a fire team, and if the guy who's leading the team gets taken out, the next person in line better be able to fill it. If a manager gets taken out, hopefully somebody on the staff will be able to step in and fill the hole. But if the manager has not trained anybody under him to fill that hole, it's going to be bad news.
Because then they're stuck, right? Then you're stuck with you don't have someone to fill in that gap.
You don't have someone to make decisions.
Yeah.
Decision making, I have found, is one of the things that separates leaders and managers on a big scale. And there is an old saw to if you do the wrong thing, eventually it will lead you to finding the right thing. And that finding the right thing is what you want to do. The quicker you find it, the safer you are.
Boy, isn't that true. The name of the book is Rules for Rulers Who Do Not Know the Rules. We're speaking with Glenn Cook here on Author's Corner as part of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And you can get this book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Another section you talk about that right in the beginning that I found so interesting, your interests. And you talk about best interests. You talk about weather you mix in, emergencies and safety. And you talk about insurance. Tell us about insurance.
Insurance, everybody thinks in terms of a financial thing. But insurance in leadership is making sure that if something goes wrong, you've got a fallback. You've got something that you can go to immediately as the next step to protect you. Okay?
Yeah. Yep, that makes sense. And another thing that you talk about that I think sometimes, and especially in these days where we're talking about work weeks and how people work and the disappearance of 9 to 5 and all of that, and then people accruing vacation time and not taking it or taking too much of it, travel and vacations, what were your thoughts on that?
If you're going to go outside the country, learn what the social norms are. One of the things I was blessed with when I was overseas was the ability to go native. At times, I was really thankful, but I had a couple of wake-up calls. I was in a bar in Angola, and I was playing a dice game with the bar owner, and he looked at me and he says, "You're an American." I said, "Yeah." He says, "You need to get out of here." And I said, "Why?" And bar owner said, "Look around." They had a picture of Lenin. They had a picture of Castro, Mao, Khrushchev, Stalin, all these various communist leaders. And it was the local hangout for communist Cuban mercenaries. And an American would be about as welcome among that bunch.
For sure. That was a good warning, absolutely. When people read your book, what do you hope they take away from reading the book?
I hope that they use it as a guide to avoid problems, to think outside the box. My daughter was in college, and I have a high IQ, and her professor said she'd like to meet me and talk to me because I think outside the box a lot. And my daughter said, "No." And the professor said, "Why?" She says, "First, you got to figure out what planet the box is on." And so being able to think outside the box is absolutely crucial in certain higher positions. And we don't teach, it's not something that you can go to a school and teach, but it is something that you can learn over time. Okay?
Yeah, and that's what this book is filled with. You had a naval career, you studied network operations, you did ballroom dancing. I mean, you have lived life. You got 2 college degrees, 10 ranks of black belt. I mean, just on and on and on. And you share all that wisdom in this book. And there are absolutely some really interesting things that you can learn from it. Rules for Rulers Who Do Not Know the Rules. Glenn Cook, thank you for hanging out with us and coming on.
My pleasure. If you ever get a problem, send me an email.
I will. Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.